Tobacco Road by Erskine Caldwell. Chapter 1. Love Bensey trudged homeward through the deep white sand of the gully-washed Tobacco Road with a sack of winter turnips on his back. He had put himself to a lot of trouble to get the turnips. It was a long and tiresome walk all the way to Fuller and back again. The day before, Love had heard that a man over there was selling winter turnips for 50 cents a bushel, so he had started out with half a dollar early that morning to buy some. He had already walked 7.5 miles, and it was a mile and a half yet back to his house at the coal chute. 4 or 5 of the Lesters were standing in the yard looking at Love when he put his sack down and stopped in front of the house. They had been watching Love ever since he was first seen an hour before on the sandhill nearly 2 miles away, and now that he was actually within reach, they were prepared to stop him from carrying the turnips any farther. Love had his wife to feed and provide for in addition to himself, and he was careful not to allow any of the Lesters to come too close to the sack of turnips. Usually, when he came by the Lester place with turnips or sweet potatoes, or for that matter with any kind of food, he left the road 1/2 mile from the house and made a wide circle through the fields, returning to the road a safe distance beyond. Today, though, he had to speak to Jeter about something of great importance, and he had ventured closer to the house than he had ever done before when carrying home turnips or sweet potatoes. Love's wife was Jeter Lester's youngest daughter, Pearl. She was only 12 years old the summer before when he had married her. The Lesters watched Love closely while he stood in the middle of the road. He had dropped the sack from his shoulder, but he held the neck of it in the rigid grasp of both hands. No one in the yard had...